With COVID rates still rising, many Americans, often in red states, say they do not trust the government and refuse to get vaccinated. Conservative Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson was met with these comments at a recent town hall meeting.
If doctors were allowed to tell the truth and treat their patients with these therapeutics, we would not have hospitals full of sick people dying, okay? Don't smirk at me, Governor. What will save lives, Governor? And it's not the vaccine.
The Surgeon General Vivek Murthy was asked on MSNBC's Meet the Press Daily, if a conservative governor is being met with this kind of resistance, what chances does the Biden administration have to convince people to get vaccinated?
There's not one single messenger who's going to work to make sure that people have the accurate information they need. We need to mobilize and engage and support trusted messengers all over our country. That means local nurses and doctors. That means local faith leaders. It means ensuring that family members recognize that if they've made the decision to get vaccinated, they've looked at the facts, they can be a powerful force in ensuring their family and friends can make the same type of decision with accurate information. That's how we're going to beat this virus. It's how we're going to get people vaccinated. It's through a people-powered movement.
Health Affairs Editor-in-Chief Alan Weil joined Dimitri to talk about if this fourth COVID wave took us by surprise.
We're better in the Washington area than in much of the country, and the primary reason for that is that our vaccination rates are above average. That is the primary determinant of the rate of spread of the new variants. And we're learning a lot. We're learning, first of all, that the course of this pandemic is not predictable. We are tired of it, but it is mutating and able to find ways into the human condition that we didn't anticipate. The good news is that despite some very bad trends at the moment, the level of protection from the vaccine is very high. It's not absolute, and there are significant parts of the population that are not vaccinated and some who cannot be, young children, to take one important example. This is one of those moments, and we've been here before, where we need to use every tool we have. But you'll recall that earlier, the only tools we had were distancing and masks. And now we have this tool called a vaccine. And if we can layer it on top of the other tools, that's what's going to get us through this phase as well as possible.
Could we have avoided being here with higher vaccination rates earlier in the year?
Well, there's no question the number one determinant of how we're going to do in the next month or two is the vaccination rates. And were they higher, we would be in a better position. There's not much to do about that now. And the good news, I suppose, if we can call it that, is that some folks who didn't think they need a vaccine are seeing these new numbers, particularly in the communities where they live, and they're realizing that it's time. And of course, it takes a little time for it to take effect, but better now than not at all.
Alan, the virus doesn't have a brain, but I think you could say it's very clever. You already alluded to this, how it's able to adapt and try to stay alive. Is that something the medical community perhaps underestimated?
I don't think it's fair to say that anyone underestimated the mutations of the virus. What we know is the larger the population infected, the more opportunities for mutation. And the faster we get the infection under control, the more we not only help the people themselves, but we reduce the risk of those dangerous mutations. We have many diseases in the world where we have highly effective vaccines, but it can take decades to achieve eradication. Control and eradication are two very different things. I think in people's minds, there's this sense that we're on our way to eradication. What we need to remind ourselves now is that our goal needs to be tighter and tighter control. Because even with all of the tools we have, there is going to be a spread in every community. We just need to bring the numbers down.
What's new at Health Affairs this week?
Well, appropriate to the conversation we just had, we just published a paper by Corinna Mouchereau and colleagues at UCLA, which looked at survey data from 144 countries around the world. This is before the pandemic. Fewer than 40% of respondents around the world trust health advice from the government or from medical workers like doctors and nurses. And we're seeing with COVID that this is a major barrier to promoting public health initiatives.
That's Alan Weil, Editor-in-Chief of Health Affairs, joining us on Skype. You can read more about the study he mentioned at the end there at WTOP.com. Search Health Affairs.